KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Drake football team opens up their season at home tonight against Grandview. The Bulldogs have high hopes after earning a share of the Pioneer League football title a year ago. And Coach Chris Creighton says his team is ready for a game.
Gosh, we've been in camp since August 5th. So it was a really long camp, really good camp, but long. And, you know, we're definitely wanting to hit somebody in red.
Well, Grandview opened the season ranked 15th in the NAIA and opened last Saturday with a 26-6 victory over Graceland.
They probably feel good about the fact that they've had that game down and got a nice win. And, you know, this is week two for them. So, yeah, I think that it can be helpful in a lot of ways.
Well, Creighton says several questions will be answered tonight, including a defense that has a new coordinator and a new look. Drake avoided the upset in last year's meeting as the Bulldogs tied the game in the waning seconds before edging the Vikings 28-21 in overtime.
You know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and all that. We still found a way to lose the football game last year in overtime. But I think we sent a message, at least to Drake, that we can compete. Whether that's the case this year with two new teams trying to make their own identities. We'll find that out Thursday night.
That's Grandview coach Mike Woodley, who says last year's game should give the Vikings the confidence that they can compete with Drake. 7 o'clock is kickoff time tonight, that game at Drake Stadium. Iowa quarterback James Vandenberg hopes to get his senior season off to a good start when the Hawkeyes play Northern Illinois in Chicago's Soldier Field on Saturday.
I think we need to play a good opponent like this right off the gate. It makes it that much more important with how you prepare and how camp went. And I think we had a good camp. We still are going to keep improving as a team as we go more and more into September and October. But I think we're all ready to get our feet wet, and we're lucky we had to start with a good opponent.
Running back is one of the areas with a question mark leading into the season, and the Hawks will rotate at least three in Saturday's game.
They've all done a nice job for us, and it's kind of been a rotating circuit with Garmin and Damon and Malloy and Brad Rogers can play there. I mean, we got a lot of guys that can play the position, and for the most part, they've done a great job preparing and handling that situation when they've been in. So I've been really pleased. I think everybody has been. They've done a nice job, and they're only going to get better as they get more and more reps.
You can catch that game live Saturday here on KJAN. 2:30 kickoff from Chicago. We're on the air at 12:30 with the pregame show. When the UNI football team lines up against Wisconsin on Saturday, there'll be upwards of 80,000 fans on hand at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. That's a tough environment for any team to walk into, but the Panthers have played in big stadiums before, including 3 years ago when they nearly knocked off Iowa at Kinnick Stadium. Panther running back Carlos Anderson says UNI knows from that game how to take a crowd out of the equation.
If we go out there and play hard from the beginning, the crowd will be quiet because, you know, as we led the whole Iowa game and their crowd was a non-factor, so we're trying to just go out and do the same thing. Poise will be very important. It's really important, not only game day, but going into the whole week and to not get out of your mindset. You know, just because you're going against a top 10 BCS team or Wisconsin or Iowa, anybody else, you can't stop doing what you do on a normal.
Anderson says the Panthers have been utilizing the Unidome sound system to try to replicate what it will be like at Camp Randall.
Farley's got he's got the stereo with these speakers, man, and I mean, he cranks it up probably louder than anything I've ever heard in my life. If Wisconsin can get as loud as these speakers, I'd be greatly surprised because you can't hear myself talking from me to you how loud he turns these speakers up.
UNI coach Mark Farley says that the numbers don't lie when it comes to showing just how potent the Badger offense can be.
8 times last year, they scored over 40 points. Half of those, they scored over 50 points. They put up 62 on Purdue. I mean, they put up 59 on Indiana, 51 on UNLV. I mean, they scored 38 points against Oregon in the Rose Bowl. I mean, those are great defenses. I mean, Nebraska, they scored 40-some-odd points against 48 points against Nebraska's defense. That's the blackshirt defense. So when you look at those numbers alone, I mean, you see the power that they are, and that's playing against great football teams.
Panthers and the Badgers will kick it off Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Well, Superdome Chief Doug Thornton says Isaac has caused only minimal damage to property surrounding the stadium and that the Dome will be ready to host Tulane's scheduled opener against Rutgers Saturday if the schools still want to play that game. Tulane is expected to make a final call this morning. The FBI kept a thick file on Penn State football coach Joe Paterno, but it mostly involves threatening letters sent to him and his staff years ago. No mention in those correspondence, though, of former assistant Jerry Sandusky, who was convicted this year of molesting boys. Well, the NFL will open the regular season with replacement officials. Replacement refs will be on the field beginning next Wednesday night when the Cowboys visit the Giants to open up the season. League executive Ray Anderson informed the 32 teams that negotiations are at a standstill between the NFL and the officials' union. The NFL Referees Association was locked out in early June, and talks on a new collective bargaining agreement haven't produced anything substantial. Replacements have been used throughout the preseason with mixed results. In 2001, the NFL used replacements for the first week of the regular season before a contract was finalized. Anderson, the NFL's executive vice president of football operations, told the clubs in a memo that the replacements will work as much of the regular season as necessary, adding that training with each crew will continue. A request for comment from the NFLRA was not immediately answered. Anderson said the sides remain apart on economic issues and other matters and called the gap considerable. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Pedro Alvarez stayed hot, blasting his 26th homer of the season and driving in three runs as the Pittsburgh Pirates rolled to a 5-0 victory over St. Louis. The third baseman, who hit two homers on Tuesday, continued his season-long dominance of the Cardinals. His three-run shot in the third gave him seven homers and 23 RBIs in 15 games against St. Louis this year, as Pittsburgh moved within one game of the National League's second wild card spot with that victory. Elsewhere in the National League, the Dodgers beat Colorado 10-8. It was Cincinnati over Arizona 6-2. San Diego beat Atlanta 8-2. New York over Philadelphia 3-2. Washington beat Miami 8-4. Milwaukee over Chicago 3-1. San Francisco 6-4 over Houston. In the American League, Bruce Chen allowed four hits over a season-high eight innings, and Eric Hosmer's infield single in the fourth drove in the only run in the Kansas City Royals' 1-0 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Last time Chen lasted eight innings was last September in his final two starts of the year. The veteran left-hander hadn't even gone seven in his past 11 outings. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Toronto 8-5 over New York. Chicago beat Baltimore 8-1. Oakland over Cleveland 8-4. Tampa Bay 8-4 over Texas. Minnesota beat Seattle 10-0. And the LA Angels over Boston 10-3. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says the 2014 All-Star Game is coming to Minnesota. The Twins also hosted the game in 1965 at Metropolitan Stadium and 1985 at the Metrodome. Los Angeles Dodgers center fielder Matt Kemp wasn't able to start yesterday's game in Denver against the Rockies. Last night, the night before, he collided with center field wall, but tests showed no structural damage to his left knee and his jaw. He ran into the wall while chasing a fly ball. Shelley Duncan has been designated for assignment by the Cleveland Indians, who also claimed left-hander Scott Maine on waivers from the Chicago Cubs. Maine, who went 1-1 with a .479 earned run average in three short stints with the Cubs this season, was assigned to Columbus, and right-hander Gimar Gomez was recalled from the AAA team. The 32-year-old Duncan hit .203 with 11 homers and 31 RBIs in 81 games, mostly in left field for Cleveland. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Omaha beating Memphis 6-2. Nashville beat Iowa 3-0. Well, the women's top seed at the U.S. Open has won her second match as Victoria Azarenka of Belarus defeated her Belgium opponent 6-2 and 6-2. The reigning Australian Open champ and world number one has never advanced past the fourth round at the U.S. Open. Women's fifth seed Petra Kvitova was a winner as well on day three at the Open as she posted a straight sets win. On the men's side of things, fourth seeded David Ferrer advanced with a straight sets win over Kevin Anderson of South Africa. Other winners have been ninth seeded John Isner and Leighton Hewitt. The biggest loser of the day was Kim Clijsters. Playing in her final U.S. Open before retirement, Clijsters lost her second round match. Maria Sharapova gets the night session started as the third seed facing an opponent, as well as men's third seeded Andy Murray also in action. And the Iowa Speedway will again host two NASCAR Nationwide and Truck Series races and an IndyCar event in 2013. The track released its tentative schedule on Wednesday. It includes Nationwide Series races during the weekends of June 8th and August 3rd. The track will host truck races during the weekend of July 13th and September 8th, and the IndyCar Series will run in Newton in late June. Iowa Speedway CEO Doug Fritz says the exact dates for all of those races will be announced at a later date. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.